Episode 1051, Even Mom Needs a Sick Day.
Moms needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you have enjoyed your holiday weekend and you are ready for a new day. But today, it's all about reflection. It's Sweet Spirit Sunday, and we're talking about Even Mom Needs a Sick Day. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. How much are you willing to push yourself through life? Are you willing to burn the candle at both ends? Even mom needs a sick day, a day that allows the mind, body, and spirit to relax, rejuvenate, and renew from the inside out. I'm sitting here talking to you. You know I'm going to be honest and real. Next to a toilet, because I am not feeling well at all. But I am dedicated to being here every day for you. But even mom needs a sick day. And when I was thinking about what to write, I immediately thought about rest. We all need rest. And I have been on the go for the last, well, let's not count, but truly on the go from driving down to the South looking for a new home to coming back, then to driving again for the Thanksgiving holiday, driving back again. It's been nonstop. And I think my body just finally said enough is enough. Even mom needs a sick day. So this one is going to be real and raw for you. And no, I'm not going to share with you what happens in the toilet because that's all TMI, I know. But what I want to do is encourage you to make time for you. We are called to rest even when we have so much going on in life. God created the Sabbath for that reason. He created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. And on the seventh day, he rested. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you what day you should honor the Sabbath, as that is a subject we could chat about for a really long while. Instead, I'm going to let you in on a few secrets. If you're not taking care of yourself, you cannot take care of the ones you love. And if you keep striving to be everything to everybody, you will be no one to everybody. And you know what? That's hard for us as women to accept. Guys, you get it a little bit, but us women, we're the nurturers. We're the ones who are always to care for, to put everyone before ourselves, and we do a magnificent job at doing it. And then all of a sudden, our body begins to shut down because we are so exhausted. We're so overwhelmed with what's in front of us. You can't be everything to everybody because you'll be no one to everybody. You need to listen to your body. You know it best. No one else does. I mean, when you're feeling sick, if you're feeling down and run down and kind of in the dumps, and it's not just because you stayed up a little bit, you know, just an hour past your bedtime, but you've been doing it for 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 months even, you have to understand and listen to your body because you know it best. As you're in the thick of the holiday busyness, rest should be accounted for. Rest doesn't just come when you are sick. It needs to be a priority so you don't end up sick and down in the dumps. My children were very concerned when they found out that I was sitting by the toilet following all the holiday wonderfulness. And we had an extremely just heartwarming, you know, just a beautiful Thanksgiving together as family. And here to end the holiday, the kickoff with me at the toilet, that's not fun at all. And it's definitely not fun for the ones that you love because they look on you and they say, Mom, why didn't you tell us before? What can we do now? They care for you, but you have to care for yourself first. No one wants to be sick. So if you're feeling the stress, the overwhelm of all that must be accomplished in 4 weeks, because you know what? Christmas is around the corner. You're going to blink and it's going to be 2 weeks. You're going to blink again thinking, oh my gosh, I have all these presents to wrap and then I have gifts to still get out and I've got Christmas cards just forget the Christmas cards and send an email. Take a deep breath and rest. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and that means it's reflection time. So I have a question for you. Do you schedule your rest time? Well, I can answer that for you, because you know what? As moms, we definitely do not. We take care of everybody, cooking them dinner. And sometimes we have to do that because our children are little and they rely upon us. But there are times that you need to say, you know what? I can't do it all. And it's okay to take a break, to take a breather. So if your answer was, no, I don't schedule your rest time, then I want you to start today. I want you to pick one day a week to rest so God can fill you up with His healing and His Spirit, His love and His grace and mercy. Because that's what's going to get you through the busyness. That's what's going to get you through life. It's not going to be you of your own strength, because you'll fall. You'll stumble. You'll hurt yourself. And so yes, as my toilet and I are sitting here chatting with you today, you are not alone. So stop acting like you have to do it all. Rest to awaken what God wants you to see, to hear, and to experience. Rest to give you strength for your days of hardships and celebration. God loves you. I love you. Be present, be incredible, and be who God wants you to be. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon, toilet and all. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.